Joe. Always good to have you on. What's going on today?
It's good to be here, Keith. I tell you, we just finished up with practice, had a team meal, and we're getting ready, as you say, to go up to Moscow and play a very good Idaho team on the home court. So there's always challenges ahead for us.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this because you've made the trip back from Denver to Laramie on a bus in probably inclement weather before. The trip back to Laramie from Denver after getting back from a road trip or going to Moscow, what's a tougher road trip?
Well, let me put it this way, Keith. The reason we play Idaho every year is both trips are tough.
Mm-hmm.
To come play at Wyoming, you land in Denver, you got your 2.5-hour bus ride up. To go to Moscow, you land in Spokane, and you've got a 90-minute drive down to Moscow. And so I've known the coach up there, John Newley, for several years, probably about 20, 25 years. And you know what? We both kind of agreed that we both struggle getting home games. We're both in little difficult locations as far as travel's concerned. So let's just play each other every year. And it's worked out very well.
Yeah, but I've driven that road from Spokane into Moscow. The interstate from Denver to Laramie's a lot better than that road.
You're right about that. I'd rather be on interstate than two-lane. There's
absolutely
no doubt. But, you know, nothing's easy. Let me put it that way.
Right.
And then when you throw on top of that, Dave, that, you know, we drive from Laramie to Denver to catch a flight. So there's most of the schools in our conference are right there at a major airport, and they don't have that 2.5-hour trip that we do all the time. So there's some challenges at Wyoming.
Yeah, but you got Reese to entertain you on the trip to Denver.
Only from Cheyenne down. You know, we always stop. We pick him up there right off the interstate. We give him a lift down. And he's always on time, though. He's never late.
Never late. Nope, not at all.
Did you make him stand out there with a thumb out and showing you his legs so you'll pick him up?
Nah, we just know where he parks every day. And we just slip right to the back, and there he is, and we're ready to go.
All right, Joe, you got to snap that three-game losing streak on Sunday with the win over Idaho State. You did things, you know, that in that game that you hadn't been doing in the previous three losses, and that's getting off to a good start and getting some offensive production, especially in that first quarter. How much of a welcome sight was that to see to start off the game the way you did on Sunday?
Well, one of the things we did, Keith, is, you know, you analyze your wins, your losses, and one of the things we found is when we're winning in basketball games, we're getting to the free throw line about 20 times a game. When we take them to loss, we're less than 10. And so what it shows me is we're not as aggressive as what we should be. We got off to a great start against Idaho State, scored 24 points in the first quarter, but more importantly, we were over 20 free throws for the game. And we made our fair share. Now, I wish we'd have made a few more, but I thought we played really well. Bailey Cotton probably had her best game as a cowgirl, really stepped up, had a double-double with 17 points, 12 rebounds, steals, the whole works. And then I thought Marta Gomez gave us a big lift off the bench, hitting four threes. And when you hit threes, as Marta did, it jumps that score up in a hurry. And our defense has been good all season. It's just that we struggled offensively a few times on the road.
You mentioned Bailey Cotton with her double-double and saying it may have been the best game of her Wyoming Cowgirl career. How important is it for her to be that productive, get that kind of production? Maybe not necessarily 17 and 12, but to be a big factor for this offense to really make it gel like you think it can.
Well, I think it's the difference between us winning and losing, Keith. It's you know, this group's kind of waited around over the last year and a half, and Liv Roberts was always a player that would step up. And Liv's not close to being the person that she was a year ago. She's still in progress, trying to return from an ACL injury, and it's nice to have Liv on the court. But what people forget is she had no ability to practice all summer. And so it's still going to take Liv a while, so we need other people to step up. And on Sunday, Bailey did, and so did Marta, and that's very important for us. And you look back and say you win by 10, 11 points, and if Bailey gets her 6 or 8 and Marta gets her 6 or 8, we end up getting beat again. And I think that's what's finally settling in with this team, is that we need other people to step up. We just cannot count on Liv each and every night out to carry the load.
But Bailey kind of stepping out and hitting that mid-range jumper, that 15-16 footer, that's a big deal too, right? I mean, that also is a big component into her having a successful game, right?
Keith, it really is, because a lot of people, what we talk about is that there are people you play and we'll talk about, well, they don't guard Clara, which means they'll just take guard her to 15 feet and they'll let her shoot threes all night long. And they do the same thing with Bailey. So when Bailey's hitting that 15 to 18 foot jump shot, it really makes her difficult, because now you got to come out and guard her. And she has a toughness and a quickness about her to get to the basket and get by you. And it also allows us then to spread the floor a little more and do some different things. So you're correct. It's a big component when Bailey can knock those shots down. And she's been more consistent. And the other thing we talk about is that, you know, last year was the first year for Bailey to play all season long. She had two injuries the two previous years, cut her practicing short. She was able to practice all season. You saw her coming into her own at the end of February, and you're starting to see that right now. And it's just a matter of her being in the gym, being able to practice, and then having some confidence to play offensively in the game.
Joe Legersky joining us here in the Sports Zone, Cowgirl basketball coach. Cowgirls on the road at Idaho Saturday night, 7 o'clock tip-off. And Joe, this Idaho team, I know we talked earlier in the week, they'll stretch you out, and they like to shoot the threes, right? I mean, this is going to be a test for the perimeter defense for the Cowgirls. You mentioned that your team has played defense well all year, but this will be a true test out on the road on the perimeter for you guys, right?
It really is, Keith. You know, and when I say they stretch you, they'll shoot the ball 4 to 6 feet beyond the three-point line. And they know they have the green light to do it, and they'll pull up right in transition and try to shoot the ball from 25 feet. And that puts a lot of pressure on you defensively. I know a year ago it came down to a three-point ball game. We tried to take away their three-point shooters, and they have enough quickness and skill to get by you. And we can't let them get the game in the 70s. They're averaging about 74 points a game. We need this basketball game to be in the 50s to 60 point range for us to have a chance to win. And the tough part is they have two shooters that have that ability. And so one shooting, I think, at 52% or 51% from three. Three-fourths of her shots are three-pointers. The other player shooting 42% clip. And so they can knock shots down. And playing at home, you always feel comfortable. I heard a fan after Sunday's game said, "Wow, you guys sure play different at home than you do on the road." And I said, "All teams do. There's just a comfort zone of where you're at, where you're playing, and that's going to be the challenges for us." So if you see the score in the 70s, it's not going to look good for the Cowgirls. There's no doubt about that.
Did the committee get the Final Four right, Joe?
They got it right, Keith.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I think so.
I don't care that they got one right.
I think they got it right, Joe. I understand Ohio State. The point that was made, and I hate to agree with Nick Saban, but the fact that he said not all conferences are made equal really resonates, because he's exactly right. Now what we have to do is get conferences as close to equal as possible and have them all play the same amount of games, championship games, maybe do away with divisions and have the two best teams like the Big 12 does. Play in the championship game as opposed to divisions. There are ways to make it as equal as possible, and they're not doing it right now. But Alabama is one of the four best teams. I think they got it right.
Yeah, you can't go into Iowa and get beat by 31.
No.
Well, the one thing I look at, Keith, is I think you're right on, is trying to get everybody to basically schedule by the same set of rules, and I think that would be very important. And I know there's a great deal of talk. I think the Big Ten right now is not playing FCS schools in the future, and they're moving that direction. And I think that once you get everybody to really kind of look at, let's try to make this as close to apples, I think it'll be an easier assessment. I think the committee's got a very difficult job, because as soon as it happened, I'm the guy that likes chaos in the whole system.
Yeah.
Because then it really puts some pressure on people. Of how you're going to look at this. And I thought there was some chaos there, and the two schools you're choosing from are two schools that, you know what, if they'd have taken Ohio State, they could have made the case for Ohio State also. I was just happy for you in Oklahoma that they made it in, because this was the first year for the Big 12 to have their championship game, And I'm also in agreement, too. I think sometimes the divisions, I know the divisions even in the Mountain West Conference, it sure seems the Mountain Division is a lot tougher year in and year out. And trying to get the two best teams to play, I think maybe the Big 12 has it the right way.
I agree, and it worked out well for the Mountain West Conference this year because I think the two best teams did play in the conference championship game with Fresno State and Boise State. But, man, it'd make things a little more interesting, Joe. So I think
it really would, Keith, and I agree with you. Now, did you have Boise State hosting or did you have Fresno hosting?
Fresno had to host. That was ridiculous. How do you win that game and then get ranked in the top 25 and then not be able to host that game? I mean, I think that made all the difference in the world. I think if that game's in Fresno, Fresno State wins it.
And I think, Keith, what we're just talking about with Wyoming going to Idaho, you're talking about playing at home or playing on the road, sometimes it is just that final line as to who plays at the home game. And so, did you see who won the Davey O'Brien Award tonight?
He's cleaning house, Joe. He's cleaning house.
You got him for your Heisman, don't you?
I think he has to. I know Reese has a Heisman vote, so he can't obviously come out public with it. But, you know, I have a feeling I know where he went.
So does public mean on the bus we can talk?
I think you can, yeah.
Public, since Gerald's in there, and Gerald loves to get on social media all the time.
You just got to get on Reese and stay on him until he cracks, you know.
Oh, he'll tell you, I think. He told me what he did. I'm not at liberty to say.
No, that's good. You're a good friend then.
Yeah.
If he tells you something, you keep it to yourself.
If he told me, I'd be blabbing to everybody.
Now, I could be the sneaky guy, Joe, and say, all right, I want Reese's Heisman vote. I'll just say that he's blabbing it to everybody and get his Heisman vote.
Yeah.
I understand that. So, Keith, I know it's early. We got like 30 days before. But is Oklahoma the best team out there?
If their defense plays the way they did in that Big 12 championship game and how they have down the stretch, yes, they're the best team in the country.
Okay.
But that's a big if their defense can play that well.
All right. Because I tell you what, I'm looking at it, that the way it's matched up, I think these are going to be two entertaining games.
Oh, I do too. I think it's going to be great. And I think the championship game, I mean, Vegas has it, all the possible matchups, and it's like around 3 points with the spreads on every possible matchup that could be had.
That's why I think the committee got it right.
I do too. Joe, best of luck. Hey, safe travels to Idaho.
I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
And go Bulldogs.
All right, take care, guys.
Bye. See you. There you go, Joe Ligurski joining us here on the